Well, it's been a quiet week in Lake Wobegon, Minnesota, my hometown, out on the edge of the prairie. There's a beautiful big moon up there on Tuesday, Wednesday, and the light from that moon was so bright on the snow that some people woke up in the middle of the night. She couldn't sleep. A woman got up and she came down to the kitchen and she lit some candles and she started baking Christmas cookies. And the smell of these cookies woke up the old badger upstairs sleeping. And he'd been sleeping soundly and loudly and came downstairs. And they sat by the kitchen table around the candles. And she poured him a couple of fingers of cognac, help him go back to sleep. But they didn't put him to sleep. It only told him that he'd had a dream that night, and he remembered it. He remembered that he was in the wings of a theater, and he was being dressed by a dresser, and his makeup was being put on, and he had no idea what play this was. And he kept asking, and the woman said, "You'll be okay, you'll be okay." And then she gave him a little push. And just as he walked out on stage, he woke up and smelled saffron, which brought back the memory of his mother who had made these exact same cookies and who'd worked so hard on Christmas year after year after year. Worked so hard, and had he ever thanked her? No, he thought. He thought back. He couldn't remember a single time he had said thank you to her. He felt ashamed and guilty, as one often does around Christmas. It's never everything that it should be. They sat down in the living room while the cookies were in the oven, and his wife said she'd had similar dreams to this, except that she was supposed to go out and sing in church, but she had no idea what song, and she was just getting ready to go up the aisle, and she was perspiring. And everybody around her said, "It'll be okay, it'll be okay, just it'll come to you." And then she woke up. These dreams of terror. They wondered if maybe these dreams said something. Maybe something was wrong. How are the children? They thought to each other, their children have moved away. Here they are, people in their 50s who, now that they're living just the two of them, have to figure out if there's something still going on that led to this marriage in the first place. Always a puzzle after all these years of obsession with children. No, they thought their children were just absolutely fine. They went down to the Moonlight Bay Supper Club the next night to celebrate their anniversary. And the supper club was full of people. They didn't recognize them. They sat at a corner table. They sat in the corner, and it was the Lutheran church choir scattered there for their Christmas banquet. The restaurant was almost full, as I say, and the special was prime rib with potatoes and bread pudding with rum sauce. And as they sat there eating their prime rib, the choir sang to them. The choir just looked at each other, looked around, and they sang, "I heard the bells on Christmas Day, their old familiar carols play, and wild and sweet the words repeat of peace on earth, goodwill to men." Then pealed the bells more loud and deep, "God is not dead, nor doth he sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail, with peace on earth, goodwill to men. It sounded good. It sounded really good. Of course, they wouldn't say that to each other, the members of the choir, but it sounded terrifically good. And they remembered why. It was because of Pastor Liz. There had been these shaky elderly sopranos, about four or five of them, and there was this one quavery bass who was reliably about a half a step flat. They propped up two other basses next to him to try to get him back on the path, but instead those two went flat as well. And so there was a kind of a droning quality to the choir for years, and this discouraged the good singers, and they left, and the weak singers and the inept and the confident took over. And the choir sounded dreadful for almost a decade. And then Pastor Liz had the bright idea to have an awards banquet for the choir and to give medals to all the worst singers and stand up and praise them, and also give them each a $200 gift certificate on Delta Airlines. And within a couple of months after, all of these dreadful singers had quit, and good singers came back in. And you can tell the difference. You can tell the difference. The choir stood around the man and his wife, and they sang their favorite hymn. You hear it every Christmas, but you can never, never hear it too often. They sang this beautiful, beautiful hymn. Pastor Liz was there. She stood up. They were afraid that she was going to give out some awards, but no. She said, whenever we sing together, she said, we're uplifted by each other. We're uplifted more than we can be by preaching most of the time. And so I'm grateful to all the people who sing along with me. They are invisible hands that hold us erect. Stille Knaben, Knaben, Knaben. yes, yes, yes. That's the news from Lake Wobegon, where all the women are strong, all the men are good-looking, and all the children are above average.